It's 8:51 on Morning Edition. Monroe Community College is one step closer to a new downtown campus this morning. The Democrat and Chronicle reports the passage of a $28 million bond last night. In that bond, funding can be applied to the possible acquisition or renovation of a campus facility for MCC. MCC President Ann Kress joins us now to talk about what this vote means for the college and the future of downtown Rochester. Ann, thank you for being here this morning.
Oh, well, thank you. Good morning.
Reports say that this vote was unanimous to give MCC the green light to go ahead with the downtown campus. Do you consider this a victory, or is there more work to be done before you can officially celebrate?
Oh, well, I think it's both. I think it is definitely a victory. We were there for close to 6 hours, maybe a little over 6 hours, along with our students. We couldn't help but celebrate at the end of the evening, but there certainly is more work to be done, but we're ready to do it and are so excited to move forward.
Did you have full confidence that this vote would take place in MCC's favor? Did you have any concerns going into it?
Well, all along I've been telling everyone at the college that I was 110% certain that this would happen. A lot of that is really just inspiring people to keep moving forward. So we really did wait through the entire session last night, you know, with our fingers crossed, hoping that folks there would realize that what's in the best interest of our students is really what should drive their votes, and it's clear that it did.
And you mentioned a moment ago that the vote on the bond was delayed for hours by a series of amendments proposed by Democrats. They all failed along party lines. But do you know what any of those proposed amendments were, what that pushback was about?
Gosh, I would not be able to explain them to you. None of them had to do with MCC's campus, I can assure you.
Okay, so this was that was not the holdup then?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, the resolution does not specify where your downtown campus will be located, but there's a lot of talk that the decision is either between the Sibley Building or Kodak's headquarters. Is this still up in the air in your mind? Where does it stand?
It's not really up in the air in terms of the college's point of view on this. The Kodak site has been unanimously recommended by the Board of Trustees, by our faculty and staff, and by our students. We've toured more than 300 folks in the community through those properties. It really rose to the top for a number of reasons, chief among them the fact that it's the most fiscally responsible decision we can make. I think last night's vote on the budget showed that folks have a lot of concerns about how the county spends its money. We want to do that wisely. We want to get the best return on investment. So we really haven't changed path at all.
Mm-hmm. If it came down to it, would you be open to staying in the Sibley Building?
Well, we're there for the next 5 years under our lease agreement with Wind Development. But after that, we really see moving to a new downtown campus that MCC has owned. It's been part of our master plan for the past 20 years, close to that the college has been working on this. So we're delighted that we're finally able to move forward.
When you talk to students about this move and in the coming 5 years, what sorts of things are they concerned about? Why do they want a new campus? What's it going to do for them and their education?
Well, it creates a learning environment that really is conducive to their success, and recognizing that we need a 21st century learning environment for 21st century skills. I have to admit, there's not a day that goes by now that I don't see some sort of story about skills gaps, about the lack of connection between what's happening in higher education and what's needed in the workforce. We want them to be able to learn in environments that will prepare them for what's happening out there in the real world so that the skills gap goes away. The new downtown campus provides that opportunity. It also provides an incredible opportunity for us, because of the expanded room, to co-locate with many of our important community partners. It provides an opportunity for students to have a robust student life, to provide them with the leadership skills that are going to be necessary once they graduate. So it really is it's a winner for them on every single count.
Can you walk us through what your wish list would be as to what that new campus would look like and feel like?
Well, what I would say is it's not my wish list. Now that we have received the bonding resolution, the planning begins again in earnest, and it's going to be a cross-college activity. It will involve students and faculty and staff who really will be using the facility to make sure that it contains everything that they're going to need moving forward. So clearly that's 21st century learning environments, and by that I mean high-tech classrooms. I also mean a center that's dedicated to workforce development and a small business incubator sort of around kitchen table businesses. It provides lots of opportunities for student life activities, for gathering spaces, for informal learning. And so we're really starting to convene that group within the new year to hear from them what they want from this campus.
Is there anything about the campus being downtown, being in the heart of the city, that is an advantage to students?
Definitely. I think being downtown is integral to what the identity of that campus will be. Certainly in the High Falls neighborhood, which is still part of downtown, there's a great opportunity to partner with our new neighbors. I think it provides, as we heard one of our student leaders say last night, it provides accessibility for so many students to higher education who otherwise would not be able to. We heard one of our students whose daughter goes to DCC as well talk about how it only takes her 5 minutes to get to the Damon City campus and then 5 minutes to get to work, and she works two jobs, one of which is in a homeless shelter. And I think that also speaks to the sorts of programming that we can offer downtown. So many of our academic programs at the Damon City campus are directly related to field work and community service work that occurs in the downtown environment. That's integral to everyone in Rochester.
And now that this $28 million in bonds has been approved, what is the next step? What happens now?
So the next step is that MCC continues to work with the county in terms of site acquisition. That would be a separate approval that in the new year would come back to the county legislature. And we also, this, I think really significantly for MCC, this bonding resolution allows us to talk to SUNY, the State University of New York, about accessing the funds that they have had waiting for MCC, quite frankly, for over 10 years. Without this bonding resolution, we couldn't begin those discussions. And having those funds available to Monroe County basically takes a $72 million campus and cuts that cost to $36 million because SUNY will pay half.
Monroe Community College President Ann Kress, we thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you.